This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
If you believe the pundits, Speaker of the House John Boehner was willing to accept a $4 trillion deal on the debt ceiling until he heard from angry Tea Partiers.
The politics that swept him into the speakership were good for a midterm election. They're tough for governing.
Every politician on Capitol Hill wants to raise the debt ceiling, yet they can't agree on how to do it. Sounds like gridlock. Or is it all part of the game, a game that wasn't designed by Parker Brothers? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, July 13th. John Hockenberry is out all this week. Let's get a look at the morning's news. And that clock is ticking towards default. Debt talks in Washington seem to have hit a wall. A bipartisan deal seems out of reach at this point. Rank-and-file Republicans forced House Speaker John Boehner to retreat on the $4 trillion reduction plan. President Obama tells CBS News that without a deal by August 2nd, there is no guarantee Social Security checks will be mailed to seniors on August 3rd.
This is not just a matter of Social Security checks. These are veterans checks. These are folks on disability and their checks. There are about 70 million checks that go out.
Republicans trying to avoid being blamed for shutting down the government have floated a last choice option. A plan offered by Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell would give President Obama the power to raise the debt ceiling on his own.
If we're unable to come together, we think it's extremely important that the country reassure the markets that default is not an option.
That idea isn't sitting well with conservative Republicans, especially the Tea Party. We're going to look at a little closer about what this gridlock, if it is gridlock, means in Washington in a few minutes. Italy, meanwhile, is on the verge of being swallowed by Europe's growing debt crisis. Italy is the third most indebted country in the world. This morning, the IMF has asked Italy to put together an austerity package that includes deep spending cuts. Making things worse, the Moody's ratings agency has cut Ireland's debt rating to junk and says Ireland will need another bailout after the current one expires. Afghan President Hamid Karzai had this message for the Taliban this morning as he led thousands of mourners at the funeral of his younger half-brother.
My message to the Taliban is, my countrymen, my brothers, stop killing your own people. It's easy to kill and everyone can do it. But the real man is the one who can save people's lives.
Ahmed Wali Karzai was assassinated yesterday by a close associate. Security is tight in the city of Kandahar, and there have been several explosions near the funeral. Pakistan's defense minister says his country may withdraw thousands of troops from its border with Afghanistan in response to the suspension of U.S. military aid. The head of Pakistan's intelligence agency is in Washington today for talks. And it's a pretty familiar sound at this point from Cairo's Tahrir Square. Thousands of Egyptians holding a protest in the square, this time calling for the removal of the generals who are now running the country. The military council warns it will use all legitimate means to end the five-day-old protest. Now, back to the scandal that's been rocking Rupert Murdoch's media empire. The British Parliament has joined Prime Minister David Cameron in calling for Murdoch to withdraw his $12 billion bid to buy the cable network BSkyB. Parliament has also called on Murdoch and his son to testify about the growing phone hacking scandal. And the census tells us not only is the U.S. population getting older, there are actually fewer children. Latest census numbers show the share of children in the U.S. is 24%. That makes up less of the population than ever before. Children of immigrants make up 1 in 4 people under the age of 18. And China's economy cooling off, if you can call it cooling off. It only grew 9.5% last quarter. Asian and European markets are up. Futures are up. The Dow starts at 12,446. The S&P at 1,313. The Nasdaq at 2,781. If you're in Chicago, your weather is changing. The forecast in the Windy City for the next 50 years looks like an apocalyptic movie. Lethal and extreme weather, termite invasion, even a foot and a half drop in the depth of Lake Michigan. We're going to talk about how the Windy City is preparing for the apocalypse later on this hour. But first, Plan B when it comes to the debt ceiling.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.